Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Welcome to worship of this morning. We praise God for this awesome Sunday. Listen, family of God, we are on our way in a momentum, watch this, from resurrection to revolution. Revolution. We're coming out of the celebration of the resurrection, and we're moving forward into, amen, the elevation of Pentecost. It's coming. Glory to God. I'm not teaching about that, but I wanted to bring that to your mindset this morning, just to say, don't lose your excitement and don't lose your praise. Hallelujah to God. I want to read the scriptures to you this morning, and then we will pray and get right into the word of God. Psalms 27, if you can find it and say it with me, wonderful. If not, just listen to the word of God this morning. I want to decree and declare this psalm over your life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked and the enemies come upon me to eat up my flesh, God made them, I'm adding, to stumble and fall. Watch this, but he left you standing. Oh my, hallelujah. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For he, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion and in his secret place of his tabernacle. Oh, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Glory to God. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yep, I will sing praise, hallelujah, to the Lord. Hear me, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and have mercy upon me, and answer me. Glory to God. And it closes with, when my heart said, glory to God, seek you. Glory to God. Your face will I seek. We thank you this morning, God. We glorify you this morning, Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. We decree and declare, and we pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Hallelujah. In us, through us, over us, around us, with us, hallelujah, by us and for us, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. We thank you this morning that we are made to sit in heavenly places in Christ, and that you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And in that heavenly place, we are, hallelujah, in Christ, far above principality and power and thrones and dominion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I pray, God, that you would allow us to see from where we sit by the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. And we give you glory for life, health, and strength this morning. Thank you that your mercies are renewed this morning. Thank you, hallelujah, that the word of God is sharp and active. Thank you for the inner geo, hallelujah, the anointing. Glory to God of God. We pray, hallelujah, God, that you will release your word this morning and let the sacrifice, hallelujah, of praise be heard unto you. I glorify you for this day. Thank you for those that you've given for some prayers and support, and God, to sustain the vision of Ignite One Worship Center. We honor you for that, and we continue, hallelujah, to pray, glory to God, for increase, multiplication, hallelujah, and glory to God, sustainment by the Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise right there where you are. Bless the Lord of my soul. Hallelujah. And bless his holy name. It is a great day. And I want to say amen. Listen, we love you with the love of the Lord. As always, the woman of God, my dear wife, glory to God, my better half, glory to God, my amen, prophetess, amen. She sends her love as she is always, amen, working behind the scenes to make me look better than I am. Hallelujah. Oh my, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Listen, please, here we are this morning. I'm going to set this backdrop for you this morning. We are talking about igniting your purpose in Christ, igniting your purpose in Christ. And the backdrop of that comes out of John's Gospel, chapter number 4, where Jesus, his notoriety, amen, is spreading. And there is this vibe going on, glory to God, about how Jesus baptized more disciples than John. And the scripture said Jesus didn't baptize no disciples. Glory to God. He gave that responsibility to his disciples. But this vibe is going on about how that he baptized more disciples than John. And so Jesus, in his wisdom, he decides that we're going to deconflict this conflict, and we're just going to go ahead and leave town and go somewhere else so that, watch this, his disciples and John's disciples don't get into any, amen, glory to God, conflict, conversation, or arguments. And on his way there, the scripture declares that he needed to go through Samaria. He needed to go through Samaria, glory to God. And so it would be providentially, glory to God, that Jesus being led would take the short route. Yeah, he would take the short route to Samaria, amen, because it's in the plan of God for him to be at this well, because this woman is coming to the well to get her purpose ignited by Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Let's read, glory to God, John chapter number 4. Let's go there. Amen. And this woman, we pick it up. This woman, amen. Jesus is at the well. He's sitting. He's thirsty. He's tired. And this woman shows up, and he strikes this conversation with her in scripture. I'm going to read, amen, a few verses of scripture, and then we'll get right into it. Give me a drink. For his disciples had gone into the city to buy food. Then the woman said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan. Wow. Glory to God. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that says to you, give me a drink, you would ask him, and he would give you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you don't even have anything to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? And Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Here it is. And the woman said, sir, give me this water so I may not thirst and come to draw here again. The woman said to him, amen, glory to God, I perceive you're a prophet. And then verse 20, she said, our fathers worship on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where you ought to go worship. And Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither worship on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Worship the Father. 22, you worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God for the reading of his word. I want to talk to those of you this morning. Maybe this is you, glory to God, and then maybe it's not you. And if it's not you, then praise God, but don't tune me out, amen, because you've been there before. I want to really talk to some people this morning that may feel like you're stuck. And you're just spinning your wheels and your life is going through motions. Watch this. But you sincerely desire to have more. Amen. But you just can't get there. As we look at the scripture, let me introduce you to this woman in the Bible that we can pull from. Amen. And prayerfully impart revelation for your breakthrough, amen, to come, hallelujah, and teach you how, amen, that we can see through her conversation and relation with Jesus that you can ignite your purpose today. Glory to God, hallelujah. So the will of God now for all of us is that we would become practicing believers, not just professing believers. Practicing believers, watch this, they live out their beliefs through the articulation and the action of faith. Hallelujah. Faith in who God says he is, and then trust in him for what he says he can do. Yeah, let me say that again, because that's where some of us are stuck right there. Faith in who God says he is, and then trust in him, glory to God, for what he says he can do. My glory to God. One more time. I just feel that faith in who God says he is, and then trust in him for what he says he can do. So this woman came for water at an unusual hour. The scripture said it was the 6th hour, glory to God, which is 12 noon. And the scripture says she came alone. Typically, women, when they came to get water, they came in groups and they came early in the day or they came late in the evening. Amen. But this woman came alone and she came in the noon. She came at noon, and Jesus starts this conversation asking her to give him a drink. Hallelujah. Wow. Okay, now you got to get this because if you're going to ignite your purpose, Jesus really is trying to get you to understand it's not what he gives you, but it's what you can give him. Whoosha. Okay, glory to God. So verse 9, the woman said to him, how is it that you being a Jew going to ask me for a drink and I'm a Samaritan woman? Wow, that's a whole culture of teaching right there. And we won't get that, glory to God, because it was really against their culture and against their ways for even a Jewish man to even look at and talk to a Samaritan woman. Glory to God. For she said, you have no dealing with the Samaritan. So Jesus answered to her and said, if you knew the gift of God, I want you to get this, because Jesus throughout this text is introducing this woman, glory to God, to who he is, amen, and the nature of their appointment together. He identifies himself as the gift of God. If you knew the gift of God and who it is, glory to God, who says to you, give me a drink, then you would ask him and he would have given you living water. Okay, here's what I found out in my research, family. I found out that back in that day, that people of that culture, they call spring water living water. And the reason that they call spring water living water, it was because of the way that the water bubbled up out of the ground. And they looked at that water as having a different kind of energy and a life in it. Because well water is still, amen, and spring water is moving. It has motion. So it is possible that she may have thought, watch this, Jesus was talking about water from a spring. but he was talking about igniting her spirit and changing her life. Mm. So this woman says, watch this now. She says, sir, you can't even get water out of this well. Mm. And watch it, please. Where are you going to get this living water? She becoming curious. and watch in verse 12. And you, are you greater than my father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it, and even his son? So here's the thing right here. See, the text would suggest to you and I, amen, that this woman wanted more. She had a desire for change, amen. And that's the reason why she said, where can I get some of that water? You say you're going to give me living water. Where can I get it from? Here it is, though. Verse 12 revealed to us the reason why, amen, she needs her purpose ignited. Don't miss this, please. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here it is. Watch this. This woman knows her culture. That's good. Hallelujah. She knows her history. She started to talk about whose well it was and how Jacob and how it was his sons and how he brought them there. To, glory to God. So she knows her history. But the problem is, family, she don't know her destiny. Mm. And that's why she needs her purpose ignited. Glory to God. So I can understand that she probably felt stuck. Glory to God. Why? Because she had been, and watch this, she had been to the altar, glory to God, hallelujah, to say I do 5 times and still found herself in the category of it didn't. Mm. So she was currently, watch this, working on number 6, amen, with a boyfriend, but she still didn't have no house band. Mm. Woosha, glory to God. And so maybe that's the reason why she would choose to come at a time, amen, where it wouldn't be many people around. She wouldn't have to run into any other women and there wouldn't be any kind of chatter and nobody would be looking at her funny because, amen, they know her history. Yeah, glory to God. And her life was off track and people knew her past. Hallelujah. But John 1, the Bible says that Jesus, hey, hallelujah, with intention, glory to God, shows up on her day and at her time to be at the well to ignite her purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God in spite of her past. Mm, hey, glory to God. He shows up. Amen. In her time and on her timetable to ignite her purpose in spite of her past. I got a question for you this morning. Somebody get ready to type it in the chat. Won't he do it? Mm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. How, amen, to ignite your purpose, amen, in Christ. Let's look at it. Glory to God. The first thing that you need to understand, watch this, is that in order to ignite your purpose in Christ, you got to connect with worship. Mm, hallelujah. You got to connect with God through worship. Ooh, you got to connect with God through worship. It's important, family, to understand now that you were created and called to worship. Mm, glory to God. You were created and called to worship. And God wants to ignite your purpose, amen. And it's not about what, hallelujah, he's going to give you. It's about what you're going to give him. He's asking for something that means something to you. Glory to God. She came to the well, glory to God, because it was a symbol of her, amen, satisfying and fulfilling a natural desire, glory to God, and a natural thirst. But Jesus says to this woman, glory to God, if you want your natural, glory to God, to be overcome by my spiritual, give me something. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody type in the chat, give him something, give him something. Hallelujah. So watch it, please. Glory to God. So we're in this place, we're in this space, and what has happened in our Western culture and in this modern day, oh my God, theatrical, glory to God, hallelujah, a style of church is that the devil has distorted the significance of worship. Glory to God, hallelujah. Watch this. He has somehow caused the emphasis to be a interruption to the trueness of worship by having people focus on how long it is. Glory to God. And not only how long it is, if it's not how long it is, watch it, please, then it's about how loud it is. Go by shot. Hallelujah. But that's a distraction, and that is a detour, amen, glory to God, in the spirit. So watch it, please, because it's not about how long it is. It's not about how loud it is. Oh, my. The real essence of worship, watch this, please, should be about the love we have for the God that we worship. Glory to God. So it's not about the length. It's not about, glory to God, the loudness. It's about the love. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Watch this. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Amen. And with all your strength. That's the first commandment with promise. Mark 12, 30. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So watch it now. You were created to connect with God through worship. Hallelujah. That's how you begin to ignite your purpose. And that's how Jesus is teaching this woman, glory to God, that's stuck in life. Amen. Hallelujah. With a bad past, glory to God, and can't break free and can't break through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch it now. And I don't want to get there, but let me run ahead a little bit. And she says, go get your man. Okay, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Watch it, please. Revelation 4, 11. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. So you are created, amen, to connect with God through worship. What is it? Worship is expressing your highest love and your praise for God because of his worth and his value to you. It's expressing your highest love and praise for God because of his worth and his value to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know. Amen. We say glory to God. Come on and give the Lord the highest praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we even repeat it and we say, hallelujah is the highest praise. Amen. That sound good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the reality is that hallelujah is not the highest praise. The highest praise is you giving God your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because anointed worship, glory to God, it elevates the spirit man. Glory to God. When worship really gets into authentic truth of God, hallelujah, there's a gravitational pull, amen, in the Holy Ghost that will cause worship, watch this, to shift from an experience to an encounter with God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, the enemy try to put the emphasis on how long it is or how loud it is, because he don't want you to have an encounter. Glory to God. Through worship that will ignite your purpose. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I can't go there, but Isaiah 6 talks about, hey man, the year that King Uzziah died. And Isaiah said, when the King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. High and lifted up. Glory to God. So watch it now. I got to go. But when you discover and experience, amen, worship that ignites your purpose, you'll discover that worship will always encounter the holy. Woo, hallelujah. Why? Because there's an ascension, there's an elevation, there's a rise, there's an awakening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In true worship. Hallelujah. Okay, watch it, please. And Isaiah goes on, amen, to let us know, amen, that not only does worship encounter the holy, watch this, worship will expose your humanity. Isaiah said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. Glory to God, and everything around me, amen, he begins to understand that worship at a certain level will expose your humanity. It will cause you to cry when you don't want to. It'll cause you, amen, to lay out. Glory to God, hallelujah. It'll cause you to lift your hand. It'll cause you, amen, to give God, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Watch it. And then, hallelujah, glory to God, worship will elevate us higher. It'll elevate us higher. I got to get out of that. Glory to God. That's a whole teaching, but I got to go from there. Amen. So watch it now. The text and the scripture says that while Jesus was on his way to Galilee, he needed to go through Samaria. It was to connect this no-name woman to true worship and ignite her purpose in him. Good God Almighty. Ooh, wow, hallelujah. Wow, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. And so you got to understand that the first thing that you got to do to get your purpose ignited in him is you got to connect with him through worship and understand you were created and called, amen, to worship. Yeah, glory to God. You were created and called to worship. Watch verse number 23. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Worship your heavenly Father. Watch this. But the hour is coming, and now is, Jesus says to this woman, when the true worshiper must worship must worship the Father. So watch it now. So not only do you begin to understand that you got to connect with God through worship, the next thing in igniting your purpose is you got to know who you should worship. Yeah, you got to know who you should worship, because worship is written in the heart of man by the hand of God. You're going to worship something because you are made and built to worship things. Glory to God. So now it's, watch this. Now it's the fact of where is your allegiance and where is your alignment, glory to God, to whatever it is that you worship. Hallelujah. I can't go. I can't get in there. Amen. But there's some people that worship in their lawn this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're worshiping their truck, their car, whatever it is, amen, and not worshiping him, but I keep going, amen. So watch it now, because she says that, Jesus says that the hour is coming and now is. I need you to get this. He tells this woman, the hour is coming and now is. He tells this woman, watch this, the hour is coming, glory to God, the hour is coming that true worship is going to worship the Father. So he's saying to this woman, the hour is coming, glory to God, that's future. But then it says now is, glory to God, and that's present. He's saying to this woman, you got an opportunity. Yes, you got an opportunity to ignite your purpose right now. Good God Almighty. Somebody listening to me under the sound of my voice this morning, you got an opportunity to let Jesus ignite your purpose today. I don't care how long you've been stuck. I don't care how long, amen, amen, what you got lagging in your past that feel like it's dragging you down and holding you back. Glory to God. Jesus wants to ignite you with a fiery passion. Glory to God from God this morning. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. So watch it now. Amen. We already know, amen, that one of the main things that God told the people of God as they were going from bondage to promise, that you're not going to have another God before me. Yeah, glory to God. So watch it. So that really means that when the hour is coming that you're going to worship the Father, and amen, they that worship must worship in spirit and truth. True worship is putting God first, is keeping God first, and is seeking God first. Glory to God. So watch this, please. When he is first, nothing can compete with him. Yep, glory to God. When he is first, nothing can compare to him. Yeah, when he is first, nothing can compromise him. Glory to God. He cannot be manipulated nor manufactured when he is first. So the key, family, to you living your best life is living a life where you learn to trust God first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to understand, again, you connect with God through worship, and then you must know who you should worship. And Jesus tells this woman, glory to God, that if you're going to ignite your purpose, forget about the will. Hallelujah. And say yes to the will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. So watch it now. And then number two is this. You got to know why you should worship. 23. Glory to God. 23. Amen. Glory to God. Why you should worship? Because the hour is coming, and now is that you got to worship. The true worship going to worship the Father. Amen. And it must be in truth and it in spirit. Glory to God. So why should you worship? Number one, God desires your worship. Hallelujah. In spirit and in truth. Watch it. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. And we know, amen, that the opposite of that, that the devil is seeking such to worship him. Amen. So God desires your worship. Glory to God. And then watch it, please. God demands your worship. God is spirit. Those who worship him must, it's an absolute, worship him in spirit and in truth. He desires your worship. He demands your worship. Glory to God. And then he deserves your worship. Good God Almighty. You deserve my worship. Yeah. Glory to God. He deserves your worship. Please get this. The woman said, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. But when he come, he gonna tell us all things. Watch Jesus. Watch Jesus in verse 26. He said, I who speak to you, I'm he. In other words, if you're ready to hear it, I'm ready to say it to you. I'm ready to tell you. And he began to tell this woman about her life. Watch how he does it now. Watch how he does it. He says to this woman, knowing she don't have a husband, he said, go get your husband. And she says, I don't have one. He said, I already know that. I already know that. Glory to God. Matter of fact, you had five. And the one you living with right now ain't even your husband. Good God Almighty. Uh-oh. He said, I come to ignite your purpose, but you got to acknowledge where you are in your life. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. 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 Hallelujah. So he says, I'm the one that's speaking to you. I'm the Messiah. So first he told her, watch it, please. He told her that he was the gift of God. He identifies himself as the gift of God. Then he identifies himself as the Messiah. I don't know. I believe I got to do my research, and maybe you can do it for me. But I believe that this might be. Come on, Holy Ghost. I believe that this might be the only person that Jesus ever told, amen, face to face, that he was the Messiah. Wow. Glory to God. So watch it, please. Watch it, please. The Bible says that Jesus is the worthy Lamb, amen, that was slain, and he worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got to know, amen, you got to know why you should worship. Why should you worship? He deserves it. Why you should worship? He demands it. Why you should worship? Glory to God. He desires it. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. So he's igniting this woman's purpose, and he's doing it through her connection to him by teaching her, amen, the protocol and the priority of worship. Good God Almighty. And that, watch this, please. That really means for somebody that's stuck, somebody, amen, that feel like you're spinning, that you got to assess your own life and get yourself off the throne. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to shift, amen, and don't just go to church for an experience. Go to church for an encounter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to, amen, watch it, please. In other words, you really got to understand that your life is going to gain meaning when you can operate as a believer in the spirit, knowing that that you've been word birthed and you are word based. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a foundation. Amen. That causes living water to flow out of you, like he told that woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then here it is. Watch this. And then now, because she's doing all this conversating, you got to know where you should worship. Because she was talking about, amen, that it ain't going to Jerusalem. It ain't going. Here it is. Watch this. The woman said, sir, give me this water that I may thirst. Watch this now. Nor come here to draw. In other words, she wanted something different. She had a desire for more. She had a thirst, glory to God, that was being driven beyond her common, amen, place in life. Ooh, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Because he told her that whoever drink this water, you won't thirst again. So this woman now, amen, she's leaning into, glory to God, the prophetic. She's leaning into the words, amen, glory to God, that Jesus is giving her. Watch it now. Watch this, please. Then she says to him in verse 19, I perceive that you are a prophet. Watch it, please. And then she talks about how their fathers worship on this mountain. And then she knew even where the Jews worship in Jerusalem. Glory to God. Wow. So watch it, please. 21. Jesus says to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither you're going to worship on the mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you don't know. We worship what we do know. Glory to God. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Glory to God. Watch this, please. Here it is, translation. I read all that to say this. Jesus said to that woman, ma'am, it ain't about the spot. It's about the spirit. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. It ain't about the spot. It's about the spirit. It is possible to be in a spot that looks good, sounds good, feels good, big, glory to God, lustrous, and glory to God, and still don't have no spirit. Yeah. So it ain't about the spot. It's about the spirit. That's what Jesus was telling this woman. Forget about, amen, this mountain. Forget about Jerusalem. The hour is now for you. I want to ignite your purpose today, glory to God, if you say yes. Hey, woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's all about now know where you should worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Worship God. You should worship God. Amen. Watch this. At church, that's your corporate responsibility. But you should worship God everywhere you go. That's your individual responsibility. Every place you go, worship him, amen, in the grocery store. Worship him on your way, amen, glory to God, to work. Worship him in your car. Worship him while you're watching your kids play their game, glory to God. So it's all about, amen, hallelujah, knowing where to worship. Here it is, Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves as some manner some did, so much more as we see the day approaching. Wow. Glory to God. So we know, we should know where, and then here it is, we should even know how we should worship. There, I read it again. The hour is coming when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Glory to God. If we jump on down, glory to God, a couple of chapters over, John 6:63, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And Jesus was telling this woman, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, that if you're going to ignite your purpose in spite of your past, give me something first. Watch it. Give me something first. Watch this. But then don't doubt what I give you. Well, I want to give you living water. Glory to God. I want to give you living water that's going to spring, glory to God, out of you as a fountain of life. In other words, you need an encounter with the Holy Ghost. Woo! Glory to God. So watch it now, because when we get to the revelation of, watch this, of worship that's in spirit and in truth, family, I want to drop this on you. Worship must come from a sincere heart. That's why she had to confess where she was at in life before he could ignite her purpose. It must come from a sincere heart, because what Jesus wanted to do and was getting ready to use to do, watch this, was to use this woman, amen, as a witness, not only to ignite her, but for her to ignite others. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. So worship must come from a sincere heart. Glory to God. That's what I mean when I say you got to be word birthed. Glory to God. It must come from a sincere heart. Watch this, please. And then worship must come from a scriptural head. A scripture head. That's what I mean when I say you got to be word based. Yeah, glory to God. It's a sincere heart and it's a scriptural head, and then it equates to spiritual actions. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So watch this. Worship him in spirit and truth. There it is. Amen. Glory to God. It is Romans 1:9. For God is my witness, amen, that I serve with my spirit. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, Psalm 103, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Glory to God. We worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory to God. And it's only because, amen, it's a scripture head. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. No man come to the Father, what? Except through me. Glory to God. And then he says in John 17:17, sanctify them through your word, for your word is true. So here it is, please. When I ignite my life, when God ignites my purpose in spite of my past by connecting me to worship, here it is. Watch this. I won't fear because I know who he is. I just read it to you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Yeah. Amen. When I ignite my purpose by connecting to worship, I will not fear because I know who he is. Glory to God. Let's keep reading. Let's keep reading. I didn't even see it like this, but here's how it's coming. Glory to God. Here's how it's coming. Glory to God. Watch it, please. I won't fear because I know who he is. The second thing about this igniting your purpose, amen, by connecting to worship, watch this. You become confident because you know what he done. Glory to God. Watch it, please. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, in this I will be confident. Glory to God. One thing have I desired. Can you desire the one thing? Glory to God. That I will, amen, that I will seek. See, watch it, please. It's one thing to desire a thing, but it's a whole nother thing to put action to it. Glory to God. You got to, if you desire it, she not only desired it, glory to God. David not only desired it, David seeked it, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Glory to God, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. Watch this, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me and set me upon a rock. See, I'm confident. Because I know what he has done when my purpose is ignited with passion. Wow. Glory to God. And then he goes on. Here it is. Watch this. The third thing is this. I will rejoice. Watch this. Because I know what worship does. Verse 6. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around about me, and therefore will I offer sacrifices of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And joy in his tabernacle. I'll sing praise to his name. Hey, glory to God. I want you to understand something this morning. Amen. That Jesus came to Samaria, took the shortcut. Amen. And came on this woman's timetable to ignite her purpose in spite of her past. Amen. Watch this, with a fiery passion from the Lord. And then she went, glory to God, and witnessed to her man and then the whole city. Good God Almighty. She said, come see a man who told me about everything I ever did. And the scripture said the whole city got saved. Yeah. Amen. Because her passion got ignited. Because she ignited her purpose. Amen. Watch this now. Watch this, please. Jesus had a people in mind, but he had to use a person to get it started. Ooh, my. Will you be the one that you let him ignite your purpose and ignite your past? Glory to God. Glory to God. But his big picture is a people, but he need a person to be a vessel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody type, I'm a vessel. Ignite my purpose, Father. I'm a vessel. I'm a vessel. I'm a vessel. I'm a vessel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, wow. Hallelujah. Wow. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe it's verse 26. It says, glory and honor in his presence. Strength and gladness in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindred of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. 29, give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Wow. His presence. Glory and honor in his presence. It really, the root derivative of that, it really means to turn the face to. Turn the face to. Then strength and gladness in his place. That means to stand and to rise up. Wow. Watch it, please. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. That means you are honoring a person for the reputation of who they are. Wow. So when we understand what that means in that context, what it's really saying is that anytime we come into an encounter of true worship, oh, glory to God, we stand up and get in God's face, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, and we honor his reputation. for the worth and the value, glory to God, that he has in our lives and the love that we have for him. So it's easy. It's so easy to love you. Yeah, it's easy to worship. Glory to God. You don't need a cheerleader. You got a covenant. Hey, hallelujah. It's easy to worship. Yeah, you don't need a keyboard. You got a connection. It's easy to worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't need 1,000 people. Glory to God. You got a voice. It's easy. It becomes easy to worship when worship is standing up, getting in his face and honoring his reputation. It infuses, amen, the personal, amen. Watch this. It infuses the personal and the public together. In other words, glory to God, it's easy to do it in the public because I've been doing it in the private. Glory to God. You're not worshiping him solely because he is good. You understand, you're worshiping him because he's been good. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. He's been good. Hallelujah. Yeah, and he's been good, not because he is good. He's been good on that particular moment. It's because he's been good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants to ignite your purpose. He wants to ignite your purpose this morning. If you feel stuck, if you feel like life is spinning, and your past, watch this, your past is bigger than your purpose right now. God says, give me a drink. Hallelujah. Give me a drink. Or watch this. Let me quench your thirst. Hallelujah. Let me quench your thirst. What that really means, is that when a thirst is quenched, there's a satisfaction happening from the inside. Glory to God. Let me quench your thirst by igniting your purpose with a fiery passion. Glory to God. With a fiery passion. That's what we're all about. That's who we are. We see Ignite One Worship Center as a visible and virtual body of called out believers with a fiery passion to ignite, glory to God, inspire, hallelujah, and impact community and the world with the gospel for the glory of God. That's our vision, hallelujah. And we want you to become an igniter, glory to God, amen. And we want to do all that the Lord will allow us to help ignite your passion and ignite your purpose. Hallelujah. Will you say yes? And give him, watch it now, a drink. That was just conversation. That was just conversation to get the woman to see. Hallelujah. The covenant is, I'm going to give you a drink and you're not going to ever thirst again. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. My. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I feel the Spirit lifting. Glory to God. And I refuse, amen, to perform. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. I bless you for the word of God this morning, that there are people under the sound of my voice that need, hallelujah, their purpose ignited. Let them recognize and realize it begins with knowing that you created them and called them for worship. You desire it. Hallelujah. You demand it and you deserve it. Touch that man. Touch that woman. Touch that teenager. Glory to God. Touch that person that has lost their way. Glory to God, with a fire in the Holy Ghost, and let them say yes to you. Simply give me that living water. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, when you get it, you'll never thirst again. It'll become a spring of water. Hallelujah. That bubbles up out of you. It's significant of a spiritual touch. Hallelujah. Of a satisfying and sanctifying grace, because you need to be word birth and word based in Jesus' name. I pray you receive that now. Hallelujah. Take it by the Spirit of God and let the Holy Ghost turn up the fire, night your purpose. Glory to God. According to, glory to God, Luke 12:49, the Passion Translation. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am come to set the earth on fire. And how I wished it was already ablaze with a fiery passion from God. Hallelujah. Let's get ready to give an offering. Amen. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. I can't take much more of this. I got to go because I feel something coming. You can see on the screen the ways that you give. Thank you for your support. Amen. Drop a seed. Drop a seed on your passion being ignited and your purpose being ignited today. And believe God to change everything by giving you an encounter with Him, not just an experience in church. We love you. God bless you. And may the grace and peace of God, hallelujah, amen, cause His face to shine upon you and give you peace. I'm Apostle McCoy. Glory to God. This is Ignite One Worship Center, Alpharetta, Georgia. We love you. Be blessed.